Addiction is a black hole that can eliminate everything a life has to offer. Stability, direction, opportunity, health, and family can all disappear. What seems to be a second's notice. That bleak reality, however, it can be confronted and overcome with honesty, support, confession, and redemption. That's just part of the story of the life of my next guest, whose new instant best-selling book reveals the story of his battles with the demon of addiction, how far he fell, all that he was losing, and what it took to restore his life, all under a brighter spotlight than most addicts have to deal with. His book is Long Way Home, which demonstrates that while he is the son of actor Michael Douglas, grandson of Kirk Douglas, he is still his own man, Cameron Douglas. How are you today, Cameron?
I'm good, Chris. I'm good. Happy to be on your show and happy to be talking to you all.
Well, it is a fantastic story that better become a movie, because what you reveal in Long Way Home is your life, but it's a series of lessons that so many people can learn from. I know, again, your book is an instant bestseller and people are getting it under the assumption of what they think they're going to get from it, but I have a feeling people are getting a lot more than they bargained for from your book. How tough was it to tell your story looking back?
It was, I mean, you know, it's difficult. Of course, you have to, you know, you have to really dig up old feelings and revisit lots of painful memories and things like that. But it wasn't all bad. You know, I had a great childhood. I had loving parents. Never wanted for anything. But it was, you know, there was some choices that I started making as a young teenager. I think due to a feeling of loneliness that I had that I can't quite pinpoint. I think your listeners may be able to relate that, you know, sometimes you just, as a kid, you feel lonely and disconnected. And I think I used drugs to soothe that feeling, and also to try to connect with peers. So that was sort of the beginning of my sojourn down the path that led to everything that it did.
You tell a whole series of stories. One of them in your early youth, and you reflect on it by saying, "I wanted to be Cameron, not Cameron Douglas." Do you think separating yourself from the name? I mean, obviously, at the here and now, at that time, you apparently didn't want any preferential treatment. As I said in the intro, you wanted to be your own person. But did you make the separation too much? Maybe, and that was a consequence.
That's a good point. You know, that's a very good point. Yeah, I fell in with a rougher group of kids, and I felt like, my last name sort of separated me from them, and the only way that I knew how to bridge that gap was to try to be just a little bit more reckless than the most reckless kid that I knew, and obviously that was not, you know, that's not a healthy way to think. And then it all sort of goes from there. But that's a really good point. I mean, had I just been more comfortable, I guess, in my own skin and with, you know, the hand that I'd been dealt, which was an amazing, amazing hand.
And you said, Cameron, too, that your parents did not abandon you even when the trouble started developing. So, I mean, in the here and now of today, with all the opioid addiction we hear being talked about and being experienced, take us into the mind of the addict who has so much that's positive, and yet they turn away from it all. What's the motivation for all that?
Well, I mean, when you're talking about opioids, it's what happens is that your body gets a physical addiction to this chemical compound. And the withdrawal from that is really the worst thing that you can imagine. It's probably the worst. It's the worst feeling that I've ever encountered in terms of, you know, physically. So that's what makes it so dangerous. You know, is that once an individual gets a physical addiction to opioids, you know, there's not much they won't do to avoid that sickness.
But do you realize? It's easy. It's easier to look back and see that. But at the moment, at the time, do you realize that?
Well, this is the other thing about opioids is that they're very soothing. You know, so if you have physical pain, they help with that. If you have emotional pain, it helps with that. You know, so if you're dealing with some of those issues and you're turned on to that, it seems like, you know, you found what you've been looking for your entire life, and you'll go along for a while and things will be fine. But then then your body requires more and more, and it becomes more and more expensive. I mean, that's what happened with this epidemic in this country. You know, they had these pill mills, these pharmaceutical companies were just, you know, making these things, these pills as fast as they could. And then all of a sudden, you know, the government cracked down and they cut off the flow. And now you have, you know, millions and millions of civilians, housewives, and everything else, addicted to opioids. And then the only place to turn was heroin, you know, because you get a $10 bag and it's stronger. So it's really it's a disaster, you know, and I don't know what the answer is.
Over Cameron Douglas, his best-selling book, A Long Way Home, at Twitter, at Cameron Douglas, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Cameron takes you through the inside of addiction, which will be enlightening for so many people, I believe, and also the consequences of it being busted in a raid by the DEA and winding up in prison, solitary confinement. With solitary confinement, Cameron, in a way, did that press upon you what addiction is in so many ways, that you're cut off, you're so much is eliminated, so much is taken away from you. Is that one of the points that really just possibly turned you around when you were in solitary, helped you understand exactly what you were doing to yourself when someone did that to you?
Well, you know, I can't sit here and tell you and your listeners that I feel solitary confinement it was the answer. I think it's just where I happen to physically be. When I came to that point in my life where I was able to start forging down a different road. And again, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if there's an explanation for that. You know, I think some things in life maybe are just meant to happen, you know, the way that they do. Because, you know, I've had so many opportunities to get straight, to find help, to, you know, seemingly avoid being in that position, but I didn't do it, you know, but I think that's just where I found myself physically, you know, when I was ready to start making that change.
For you listening, I have one thing to say to you. Please read Long Way Home, because if you are going through, know someone who's going through the demons of addiction, or it will prepare you for what to do and how to deal with it if it should invade your life and someone who you give a damn about. Cameron's open book presentation of everything that he experienced and everything that he overcame, and boy, did he overcome a lot, is going to be a lesson that I think deserves to also not just be a best-selling book, which it is, but a movie not on Lifetime, but on places where millions of people can see it, because, Cameron, your life is one of many wise lessons through firsthand experience that so many people can benefit from, and that's why I hope more people are going to read Long Way Home. You can follow Cameron on Twitter at Cameron Douglas. Cameron Douglas, Long Way Home, fantastic for what you do and what you're doing for so many others, and the fact that you overcame so much to have a life with a daughter, support, and family that means everything. Thanks so much for doing all that you're doing with your book and for being here today.
Thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate it. It was great talking with you and your listeners, and I look forward to speaking with you again at some point.